This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Welcome back to Money Mosaic. Today, we're diving into the Forex market, where some major currency pairs are showing interesting trends. Let's start with a quick overview of what's happening.
That's right. We've got some key economic data coming out, including the U.S. Core PCE Price Index, which will give us a better sense of inflation trends. Plus, central banks are keeping a close eye on global trade developments.
Looking at the technicals, EURUSD is showing a bullish trend, with support at 1.85 and resistance at 1.1 down. Meanwhile, GBPUSD is also bullish, with support at 1.2565 and resistance at 1.2745. On the other hand, USDJPY is bearish, with support at 135.50 and resistance at 137.50.
Fundamentally, the Federal Reserve is maintaining a cautious stance on interest rates due to sticky inflation. This is affecting currency movements, especially with the upcoming inflation data. Additionally, geopolitical tensions, like the US-China trade situation, are keeping markets on edge.
And let's not forget about commodity prices. AUDUSD is bearish due to declining commodity prices, while USDCAD remains bullish thanks to stable oil prices.
Exactly. The economic indicators are crucial right now. GDP growth is expected to be modest, but inflation remains a concern. The core PCE price index released today will be pivotal in understanding where inflation is headed.
Let's take a closer look at EURUSD. The bullish trend here is supported by economic optimism in Europe. If it breaks above 1,000, we could see a strong upward move.
That's true, but we also need to consider the ECB's policy stance. Any dovish comments could further boost the euro. Meanwhile, the US economic data will play a significant role in how this pair moves.
Moving to GBPUSD, the bullish channel is driven by BOE policy and Brexit developments. However, political uncertainty is keeping volatility high.
Yes, and the Bank of England is closely watching global trade developments, which could impact inflation in the UK. This adds another layer of complexity to the pound's movement.
Lastly, USDJPY is bearish due to yen strength. The interest rate differential between the US and Japan is a key driver here.
That's right. The BOJ's policy decisions will be crucial in determining the direction of this pair. Plus, any changes in US-Japan trade relations could also influence it.
For EURUSD, consider a long position at 1.09 with a stop loss at 1.85 and take profit at 1,000. Confidence level is medium.
I agree with that strategy. For GBPUSD, a long position at 1.2565 with a stop loss at 1.2475 and take profit at 1.2855 looks promising. Confidence level is high.
For USJPY, a short position at 1.3750 with a stop loss at 1.3850 and take profit at 1.3550 might be a good bet. Confidence level is medium.
Remember, geopolitical tensions and unexpected economic data can shift market sentiment quickly. Keep an eye on these risks.
Absolutely. And don't forget about commodity price fluctuations, especially for AUSD and USCAD. Stay tuned for our next segment where we'll dive into portfolio updates.
Thanks for listening to this Forex market update. Stay informed and we'll catch you in the next segment. In today's portfolio update, we're diving into the top performing UK shares for January 2025, focusing on the London Stock Exchange. The current market conditions show a mixed performance, particularly with technology and luxury goods sectors standing out, while retail and energy are facing challenges.
Absolutely. And with the UK market being sensitive to global economic trends and Brexit developments, it's crucial to keep an eye on how these factors influence our top picks. Let's start with Close Brothers Group, which has seen a remarkable 35.2% increase this month, earning a solid buy rating.
Next up is McBride, which has also performed impressively with a 30.3% rise. This stock is another buy recommendation, reflecting strong recent performance despite the broader market challenges.
Airtel Africa follows closely with a 27.1% increase, also rated as a buy. Its international exposure could be beneficial given the current currency dynamics affecting UK shares.
Genus has shown a 25.4% increase, and like the others, it carries a buy rating. This stock is part of the biotechnology sector, which has been gaining traction lately.
Finally, we have the 4 Imprint Group, which has risen by 24.2% this month. This marketing services company is also rated as a buy, rounding out our top 5 performers.
To summarize, we recommend allocating equally across these top performers to diversify risk while keeping an eye on market corrections and sector-specific downturns.
And remember, regular portfolio reviews are essential to maintain your desired sector and geographic exposures.
Thanks for tuning in to our portfolio update.
Don't forget to join us this evening for the Forex update, and again every morning for more insights in our portfolio update.